I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Now it's time for our Wisdom Watch. This is the part of the program where we hear from people who've made an impact through their lives and their work. And today we meet a woman who, for more than two decades, has been tackling issues of race, power, and gender through her art, but has also used art to try to fight the epidemic of gun violence in her community. And she's a genius. Carrie Mae Weems was among the latest class of MacArthur Fellowship Award winners, a so-called genius grant, and she is with us now. Carrie Mae Weems, welcome. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's such a cliche, and I so apologize, and I know it's been a couple of weeks, but you know I have to ask, where were you and what were you doing when you got the call?
I was in my studio working away at about 2:30 in the afternoon, actually having a fit because my assistants weren't doing some things that they were supposed to be doing. And so I'm screaming at them, and just in the middle of my rant, the phone rang. You know, I pick it up saying, I am so sick of this. Shh.
Oh, no, you right? did not.
and then I said, yes, this is Carrie. And then I hear it's like the MacArthur. And I think, okay, so now I have to write a letter of recommendation for another artist. They're calling me to ask me to do something else. And they said, no, we're calling about you. Are you alone? And I said, well, you know, basically, yes. And they said, well, we're calling to let you know that you've won the MacArthur.
Oh.
And I was knocked off my feet, literally. I sunk into my chair, put my head down on my desk, and cried and laughed for about 5 minutes. Oh. I just could not believe it. It was just the last thing that I ever thought that would happen to me. You know, I mean, I'm sort of a knucklehead and not particularly smart. So I just never thought that I would be getting the Genius Award.
Well, congratulations, because you did. It's been confirmed.
There is no mistake. It has been confirmed, and I have received tons, hundreds of emails, armloads of flowers and bottles of champagne and wine and well wishes, and my heart is just overflowing. And I'm very humbled because it takes a lot of people to agree that somebody deserves something, and in this case, a lot of people agreed, and the well wishes that have come from friends and family and supporters and people that I've known in the field for years has just been really stunning to see, overwhelming to see. So I have lots of emails to return.
Presumably when you're ready, right? Because you're a genius, you can do what you want. But can you...
That's what I'm saying.
That's right.
Yes.
Can you describe your work for people who have not seen it? And I say this because knowing that it is a very large body of work, and there's no way we can sum it up in the time that we have. But as I said in my introduction, it is so hard to describe. I mean, in the sense that I use those words race and gender and power, but it's also very intimate, very personal in many ways. It's about many, many different things. So would you mind taking a crack at describing it for those who haven't seen it?
Oh, well, you're sort of putting me on the spot. But I mean, you know, you're right. I've produced so many different bodies of work over this long career. I mean, I started working when I was, you know, roughly 20, 21 years old. So I've been making photographs ever since. I'm 60 years old now. So my first important body of work was called Family Pictures and Stories. And in that work, I was actually really experimenting a lot with black and white documentary photography. There are a number of artists in the documentary tradition that I really thought highly of, and I thought that's where I wanted to be. You know, I've always often included storytelling with an image and text along with my photographs. Or text along with my photographs, words along with my photographs, and sometimes sound along with the photographs as well, using voice, interviews. I love interviews within the body of the work. So often the work is installation-based. It's rare that I make a single photograph to stand only on its own. They're usually groups of photographs arranged together. They're diptychs and triptychs and quads mounted together. And then, of course, there's something like a kitchen table series, which is probably one of my best known works, which all centers around a woman seated always in the same place with the low-hanging light just above her head to illuminate what she's doing and the actions that take place around her. And from image to image to image, there might be children in the frame. There might be men in the frame, or maybe her girlfriends in the frame. But it's all very much around the notion of the life of a woman, a contemporary woman, negotiating her way through the dynamics of love and whether or not it is possible really to maintain a monogamous relationship in a polygamous society.
I'm thinking about some of the work that I know best, like Ain't Joking, which is very kind of powerful, makes some really powerful commentaries about issues, let's say racial issues, for example, in part. And I'm also thinking about From Here, I Saw What Happened and I Cried, which
yes.
has some extremely powerful and I think for some disturbing imagery that evokes, you know, important chapters in American history, like slavery, for example, and the use of the black body. But you say that you really feel your work is about love and greater issues of humanity. Could you talk a little bit about that?
I think it's absolutely true. I mean, you know, when I shake it all down, I'm really trying to understand what it is that I'm actually trying to get to, what I'm trying to shift in the American imagination, the American psyche, in my own heart. It really has a lot to do with this sort of profound question of human embrace. And to that extent, then, it has to do with love and how we negotiate caring for, attending to one another. And that, I think, is love. Love, I think, is that element in the universe, that illumination that allows us to see ourselves more clearly. And it is in the revelation of ourselves and seeing ourselves that much more clearly that we give thanks. And that thanks is, I think, the thing that we call love. So it's the real essence of the work, and it comes out in these other forms, that it has to do with the negotiation of women, or it has to do with negotiation of race, or with power, etc. But these are all things that are really the things that keep us apart, right? That, so we focus on the thing that keeps us apart, not necessarily the thing that brings us together.
If you're just joining us, we're having a Wisdom Watch conversation with photographer, artist, activist, 2013 MacArthur Fellow, Genius Award winner, Carrie Mae Weems. You know, your biography, your body of work, just your list of activities is astonishing and I must say exhausting. And I really wonder how you manage to do it all. In addition to your, you know, your photographic work, and as you mentioned, it's very often multimedia, involves video. You are also involved with a project with young people in your community, which you, I'm told, were motivated by after a particularly, you know, disturbing death of a young person. And you're teaching young people your craft, like, you know, photography and art. And you are involved in horticulture. You actually were involved in naming a new peony, as I understand, for W.E.B. Du Bois, which I am amazed by. And I just, I how do you do it all?
I get up very early. I just get up early, you know what I mean? I mean, I have a very high, very tough work ethic, and I always have. You know, I'm from like a farming family. Do you know what I mean? So when you're farmers, you know, when your labor is in the farm, then you get up at like 4 o'clock. So my entire family gets up between like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Always has, and I'm just a part of that. For a long time, I would spend a lot of time reading or writing or looking at films that my husband didn't necessarily want to see with me, but things that I felt compelled to look at as an artist I absolutely needed to know. So, you know, so I've always gotten up early, and now I just go immediately to my studio at about 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, and I start working on something that really matters to me. And I think that, you know, once you realize that you're really deeply committed to things, you know, getting them done is really not so tough. Yeah. You know, I can be tired, of course, sometimes, but getting up is not the problem anymore.
Okay. Well, that's good advice. And I understand that, as I recall, in fact, I first knew your work as a documentary photographer. And at some point you determined that that wasn't what you wanted to do and became what we call, I don't know how you feel about this term, an art photographer. How do you give yourself permission to be an artist? How does that work?
Well, you know, I'm not really sure yet because, you know, I think, you know, the older I get, the more confused I get by all of these terms. I don't know really how to define myself so much. What I do know is that I'm, you know, deeply engaged in a kind of endless search for the truth. Hmm. And that search and the probing questions that come along with the search is deeply engaging. And, you know, it's painful, but it's also incredibly rewarding. And I think that it's maybe in the depths of that space that one might claim to be an artist, that you're really looking for something that doesn't really exist before you very easily, that you have to chart out and you have to dig very deep in the soil to locate if you find it at all. I mean, normally what happens is that you just have a whole new set of questions and problems for yourself to answer and to negotiate. But I give my permission to work because I know that the work matters. And whether I call it art or not really doesn't matter so much to me. But I know that the work matters to a number of people. It matters to the kids that I work with when I'm doing my summer institute. It matters to people that I bump into in museums and galleries who have been moved by the work, changed by the work, and have changed their lives as a result of the work. So I feel very, very lucky, very blessed.
There's a video on the MacArthur Foundation website about your award, and you end by saying that the fellowship means you won't have to, quote, fight so hard for every single thing, unquote. What do you think this award will mean to you? What do you think you'll do with it, if you even know?
You know, it's very interesting, Michelle. I mean, I'm feeling a little, you know, every once in a while, you know. I mean, so you know, they call me up. They tell me that I have won the MacArthur. I cry for 5 minutes and I hang up the phone and I go back to work, you know, and then at 6:30, I went upstairs and I cooked dinner to my family.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? I mean, it was, you know,
well,
it's, I mean, it's
there
sort of
some
amazing,
nice
right?
Takeout
like
that night? I mean, yeah,
exactly.
Gee, don't you think
you know,
you
how
could
does
have gotten
it
delivery
change?
Then?
You know, exactly. I mean, I still haven't bought like even a new dress yet, except that there's something in me that every once in a while I feel like this sort of like little sort of bodacious, this bodacious rising up in me saying, I don't have to do that. I won the MacArthur.
Good for you. Well, I do hope a new dress.
There's something really
sort
of lovely about that. There's something lovely about that, and I have a sense of what I'm going to do with it, which is to put most of it back into the work that I do, and it means that yes, I can take care of my children without having to beg everybody for every nickel and dime that they give me. I can take care of my institute, and it can be sustained or is now sustainable with my own effort, which I really love because I really do not like asking people for a lot of stuff if I can help it.
It's such an interesting time for you. Happy birthday, by the way, on the big 6-0. I understand that one of the projects that you're interested in has to do a little bit with reflections on turning 60. Is that correct?
That's right. It's called Swinging into 60. You know, and it's about a woman who turned 60, who was born in the 60s. And it's sort of wonderful to think about. It's really wonderful to think about. I love sort of like these things that allow me to investigate the historical while I am also looking at the personal and the political and the cultural. You know, I mean, I really love that kind of mix. It just sort of works so well. And, you know, it is a really exciting time. And I must say that turning 60... You know, like I didn't really think about it that much. And I don't really think about myself being particularly old, except that people call me ma'am much more. And they offer to help me with my bags all the time. And it's like, well, why?
Should be helping you.
So there's it's sweet, you know, I mean, it's sort of nice. But there are all of these other things that come with it. And there's something about being very comfortable about being in my skin that I love. And then all of the wonderful accolades that have been coming my way from, you know, winning the National Medal of the Arts, from the Clinton Award this year, and the Gordon Parks Award this year, and the Delta Award from the sorority this year, and the Congressional National Black Caucus Foundation Award this year. It's just been sort of this very amazing series of events and activities and recognition. And the thing that I want to say, I just want to say to all of you who are listening and to all of you who have made me possible, thank you.
Do you have any wisdom to share with us before you go? You've been sharing wisdom throughout our conversation, but do you have any wisdom you want to add before we go?
Oh, the one thing that I do know, the one thing that I've become so profoundly aware of, is that, yes, it's important for one to work. It's important for you to do your work and to know what that means and to engage it seriously. But that we do absolutely nothing on this earth by ourselves. And that there are many, many people all around you, surrounding you, who care about what you do and how you do it. And that is the grace of the world around you that needs to be acknowledged and thanked and understood in the most profound way. That we don't do any of it on our own, and that extending our hand towards others is the most rewarding thing that we can get out of our lives.
Artist Carrie Mae Weems was awarded a 2013 MacArthur Fellowship, among a number of other accolades that she has received this year, and she was kind enough to join us from member station WAER in Syracuse, New York. Carrie Mae Weems, thank you so much for speaking with us. Congratulations once again. Do keep us up to date on what you're doing.
You're absolutely welcome, Michelle, and I hope to meet you in person someday.
Me too. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.